Hey, Jill, on Susan Bradley, just put that in the text somewhere if you don't want to, just do an addendum. Susan, Miss Bradley has been living with her son now for 4 to 5 years with Mr. Henry Glenn, who's been taking great care of her. Mr. Glenn tells me that he has to pureed her food now because of aspiration risk. Patient is nonverbal. She moans in pain. He uses tramadol for pain. He also has morphine available, but he doesn't want to use it unless it's absolutely necessary because he thinks morphine will definitely kill her, in quotation. She does. The sacral decubitus ulcer is being treated by the wound care nurses. There's a dressing in place. This was not exposed since he was just dressed today. She has heel protectors in place. She's on course of Augmentin because the sacral decubitus ulcer had become infected, but she's finishing up, and he says that the foul smell is definitely gone. She also did have a left hip wound, which is showing improvement at this time period. He turns his mom every 2 to 3 hours. He knows that the wounds are unavoidable. She was given a choice for PEG, which she declined some time ago, period. The weight loss, the protein, calorie, malnutrition, the wound, the decubitus ulcer, are all related to her end-stage diagnosis of senile degeneration of the brain and a stroke that she sustained about a year ago, which caused a further demise in her condition. Overall prognosis continues to remain very grave, as was mentioned. Thank you.